Well, hello everybody, and welcome to wow, it's Saturday the 23rd. Can you believe that? Already we're in Saturday, almost the end of March. I want to thank you for joining me today. We are dealing with seeking the face of God. And we've taken a little detour from just doing books from the Bible, but I've been meditating on this. And as we go forward, I kind of felt in my heart, in my spirit, that this next season, this next epoch of God, this next era, to prepare for it, God is wanting us to seek His face, to let that be your default, to go after Him, to seek the face of the Lord, to go after Him, to do the things that He wants to do, to go after His heart, to go after His mind, to go after His spirit, to seek His face. And I'm reminded of how they go after and look for counterfeits. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Hanks. In that movie, they didn't study so much counterfeits, counterfeit checks. They didn't go after all of them. When they have people who are looking for counterfeit money, the people who study it actually study what real money looks like. And so you have to recognize that in studying the real thing and seeking the, can I say, seeking the face of the real thing, you'll understand what a counterfeit is like. And I remember Frank Abagnale. He was able to decipher what a bad check was, what a counterfeit check was, because of what he knew about real checks. And they do the same thing with money. Now, they're not going to counterfeit dollar bills. Don't get me wrong. They're not going to counterfeit dollar bills. But $20 and up, they start counterfeiting them. And you have to recognize that. So, that's why the Lord, I believe, is bringing us into a seeking His face, because you're going to need to have sound doctrine. God talks about the end times, that there'll be, that the people will come and say whatever they want, and it may sound good, but it isn't. Now, I know a lot of, I want to say a lot of ministries, but I don't necessarily know if they're ministries, but Christian businesses that have the sound of Scripture, but they don't have the heart. And you can do that by seeking the face of God. You'll be able to discern that spirit that is behind that thing. That's one of the gifts of the spirit that are pushed aside nowadays, is this discerning of spirits. How are you going to judge prophecy? You don't judge prophecy. You don't judge prophecy by seeing if it comes about or not. Some prophecies are for later. Like I've had a lady prophesy over me back in the 70s that wasn't fulfilled until the 90s. Now, if they had waited till the 80s, they would have said that woman is a false prophet. But what Paul is talking about, what Jesus is talking about discerning of spirits. You don't know what spirit you are of. The thing that he's talking about is not what is said as much as the spirit that is behind it. Remember, the devil quoted scripture. He says what may feel like is true, but is false. Remember, the devil is a liar, and so is his mother-in-law. And what you have to do is you have to say, okay, no, he's a liar. And even if he speaks the truth, he's not doing it in the right heart. Somebody asked me, how come the devil gets to appear before God? Well, how else are you going to have a trial if you don't have a prosecuting attorney? Remember, Satan's name means accuser. And if you don't have an accuser in the courtroom, how can the defense attorney, Jesus, how can the defense attorney, the Holy Spirit, stand up and defend you? All right, those are all asides. Those are all free. If you want to be a part of this ministry, go ahead and like, comment, and share this video here on Facebook. Like, comment, and share on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. These are monetary ways that you can help. My podcast, Encountering, my podcast is Abounding Hope. My YouTube channel is Encountering God. And that's my heart's desire, that we would encounter God. And we've been talking about seeking the face of God. You know, and we do need finances in this ministry. Go to tomandsarah@outlook.com, and I'll send you links on how you can give. If I can get 1,000 people giving $5.50 each, that would cover my school for next year. Okay. Anyway, you can buy my books. That helps as well. All right. So yesterday we stuck around in Psalms. Today we're going to go to Song of Songs, Isaiah, and about seeking the face of God. Now I want you to picture, if you go to Song of Songs, the bride, or this woman, the Shulamite, which actually Shulamite is the female version, or the female word, the female version of the word is Shulamite. So anyway, the Shulamite says, "So I must rise and search for him, looking throughout the city, seeking until I find him." I gotta rise. I gotta. There was a passion in her heart to rise. Remember, she pushed him away. I'm in bed right now. And then she says, "I must go and look for, even if I have to roam through every street, nothing will keep me from my search. Where is he, my soul's true love? He is nowhere to be found." And then in verse 3 says that she got to the city gates, and the watchmen of the gates, they abused her. And then verse 4 says, "And when I got past them, I found him." Religious people are going to try to abuse you and dissuade you from your search for God's face. People will tell you don't have to be that much of a fanatic. You don't got to worry about that stuff. I was like, whoa. That's religion. That's the leaven of the Pharisees. You got to do it our way or it doesn't count. When she was able to get past them, maybe she found him when she got past the religion. Maybe you will find God when you get past religion. You will seek his face and find his face when you get past the religious aspect. I was very religious for many years. Legalistic. That's what religion is. Legalistic. And God's trying to get us away from legalism to become like him. That's our destiny, to be conformed into the image of Jesus, but you're not going to get that way through religion. Religion makes you think you're never going to be good enough. Okay, that's an aside. Song of Songs, chapter 6, verse 1. "O rarest of beauty, where then has your lover gone?" These bridesmaids or maidens of Jerusalem. "O rarest of beauty, where then has your lover gone? We long to see him too. Where can we find him? We will follow you as you seek after him." You start seeking after the Lord. You start seeking after the presence of the Holy Ghost. You start seeking the face of God, and people will want to follow you as you go search for him. The easiest way to evangelize, my opinion, the easiest way to evangelize starts in your prayer closet, seeking the face of God. That's where it starts. "Where then has your lover gone? We long to see him too." If he's done that to you, we want to see him as well. If you're that passionate about following him, let me see him. That's the thing about Keith Green. He had such a passion to seek the face of God. Todd White, he has such a passion to seek the face of God. Bill Johnson has a passion to seek the face of God. I want to see his face. In Romans chapter 8, verse 15, he says that he didn't give you the spirit of religion, never being good enough, but he gave you the spirit of full acceptance, where we can cry, Abba, Father. That spirit of adoption. In Isaiah 9:13, he says, for the people did not repent and turn to the one who struck them, or seek the Lord Yahweh, commander of angel armies. We've fallen away, but we didn't turn around and align what we were thinking with what heaven was thinking. And we didn't seek the Lord. Seek the Lord. If he's trying to correct you, it means that there is something in you that doesn't look like him. And he's going to correct you for that. Correction is good. It rights the ship. It's recalibrating the ship. Isaiah 11:10. On that day, the root of Jesse will be lifted up as a miracle sign to rally the people. The root of Jesse. Who's the root of Jesse? Jesse, David, goes all the way down. Jesus. Gentiles will diligently seek him, and his resting place will be glorious. Isaiah knew, we talked about it the other day, that Isaiah boldly said that people who didn't even seek him, he will reveal himself to. These Gentiles, these nations that were not Israel. On the cross, Jesus opened up and received every nation, tribe, and tongue. On that day, the root of Jesse will be lifted up as a miracle sign to rally the people. Isaiah 55:6, we talked about it before the other day. Seek the Lord Yahweh when he makes himself approachable. Call on him when you sense he is near. Seek him, go after him, run after him. Let him be the sole desire of your life. Isaiah 65:10, for my people who seek me, I will make like the plain of Sharon a pasture for flocks in the east and in the west, and the valley of trouble will be a resting place for cattle. For my people who seek me and no other God. He prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. He prepares a table for you out of reach of your enemies. He's going to be good to you in the midst of the presence, when your enemies can look at it and get jealous and get really upset about it. How can God be good to them? In fact, let's go to Psalm 23. I want to read that. Okay, let's go to Psalm 23. I love it. I'm reading it out of the Passion, so enjoy it. Yahweh is my best friend and my shepherd. I will always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me. Isaiah was talking about the resting place, the plain of Sharon. In his luxurious love, His tracks take me to the oasis of peace near the quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens for me the right path and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so I can bring honor to his name. Even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes me away from fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become a delicious feast even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit, and you give me all I can drink of you until my cup overflows. So why would I fear the future? Only goodness and tender love pursue me all the days of my life, and then afterward, when my life is through, I will return to your glorious presence to be with you forever. In the New American Standard, he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have no need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul and he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake, for the sake of his character. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. You prepare your table for me out of reach of my enemies. And you have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Lord loves to torment the devil. He loves it. And when you start to seek his face, you go after him, heart, soul, mind. The enemy gets upset about that. When you wake up in the morning and you seek the face of God, you torment the devil himself and the powers of hell. You torment them. They hate it when you wake up. You seek the face of God, and then you look like him, and the devil can't tell you and the Lord apart. That's what God wants. All right, we're going to end there. Thank you for joining me today. Understand that, in my ministry, I'm going to be going to school next year. I'm going to be really seeking not only refreshment, restoration, and recalibration, but also I'm seeking an impartation of the Holy Spirit. I want to go deeper with God. And I believe that this is going to be a year to launch into my next 30, 40, 50 years of life and seeing God get his full reward. That's my desire. And I'm asking you to invest in that. I'm asking you to invest in that. Regardless of what it is, $1, $50, $1,000, it doesn't matter. God is going to multiply it and use it. And every person that I lead to the Lord is going to be credited to your account as well. So I'm asking, and so if you wouldn't mind giving, TomandSarah@Outlook.com, and I'll send you the links. All right, God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you on Monday.